Evening, saints.
圣徒们，圣徒们晚上好。
Very good, very good.
非常好。
It's a pleasure to be here.
非常高兴能来到这里。
You know, most of you are strangers.
大多数人我都不认识。
But you know, you're my family.
但是你们要知道，你都是我的家人。
That's a real joy in my heart.
这是我心中真实的快乐。
You know, when I grew up as a child, I was an only child.
在我的家里，我是独生的孩子。
And we moved around quite a bit.
我们经常搬家。
I went to 17 schools getting through high school.
高中毕业之前，我换了17个学校。
I didn't have much time to make friends.
没有时间交朋友。
I didn't have any brothers and sisters.
也没有弟兄姐妹。
But when I came into the family of God, I just had tons of brothers and sisters.
当我来到神的家的时候，我有这么多的弟兄姊妹。
And I had the family that I'd really been longing for all my life.
我这样子一生都有一个家是属于我的。
So you're precious to me.
这是为什么你们对我是如此珍贵。
And I thank the Lord for all of you.
我为着所有的你，我会所有大家来感谢我的神。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
让我们一同有点祷告。
Lord, I come to you tonight. My heart, I'm so full of thoughts. I offer it all back to thee tonight, Lord. I ask that it be your thoughts that come out, your words. Lord, your heart. I want to be able to express your heart tonight.
主，今天晚上来到你的跟前，我心里边有这么多的意念，我愿意把它全部交还给你，愿意他们都成为你的思想。
Lord, we're here because we love you and we want to hear from you.
主，我们在这里是因为我们爱你，我们想听你对我们说话。
Fill our request, Lord, that we might hear and see you tonight.
所以今天我们请求你，让我们能够看见你，能够听见你。
We do ask that you bless us with your word tonight.
我们愿意今天晚上借着你的话语再次来祝福我们。
Lord, that there might be spiritual increase in all of our lives for your glory.
为着你的荣耀，愿我们所有的属灵生命都能够增长。
We do pray for the anointing both to speak and to receive tonight.
为着今天晚上说话的和听话的，我们来祈求你给我们恩膏。
Lord, we're absolutely dependent on the Holy Spirit.
我们今天晚上绝对完全的要来依靠圣灵。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
靠着耶稣的名祷告祈求，阿门。
Amen. Do y'all like the shirt?
你们喜欢我的 T-shirt 吗？
I like the shirt. Here. You can see it. Stand fast.
要在主里刚强的站住。
You know, I was given this shirt at lunch today.
今天吃午饭的时候，弟兄姊妹送给我这件 T 恤。
And the brother said, here, you can have one of these. He says, the young servants at this conference are wearing this.
他说今天在大会里边服侍的年轻的仆人们在穿这种 T 恤。
And being young, I decided I needed to wear it.
因为我也这么年轻，所以我也想穿上。
In all seriousness, I'm wearing this shirt because I want to make a point.
但是呢，严肃的讲，我穿这个 T 恤是想要强调一个点。
Particularly to the younger generation.
特别是对着在座的年轻人。
I believe this word stand fast is a word for this hour.
我相信这个站立得稳这个词是为着这个时刻。
I do believe difficult times lie ahead.
我确实的相信要来的日子是危险的日子。
But as our brother shared, much glory will come out of these difficult times if we but just stand fast.
但是我们的弟兄给我们交通说，如果我们站立得稳的话，那就将有更大的荣耀。
You know, I was impressed, with the venue for this message.
我实在是为着这样的一个机会来传讲这样的信息来感谢主。
Four miles from here is the Alamo.
四个英里之外就是德州的阿拉莫。
That's where less than 200 men stood fast.
那就是有大概不到200人他们在那边坚强的站住。
They stood fast in the face of overwhelming opposition.
在他们面对着这么强大的敌人的时候，他们仍然坚强的站住。
I believe there was over 5,000, Mexican troops.
大约有超过5,000的墨西哥的军队。
And the battle was over Texas.
为着这个德州的这场独立战争。
Those men stood fast in the face of death.
这些人面对死亡，他们仍然坚强的站立。
In fact, they stood fast unto death.
实际上他们全都战死。
Sam Houston heard what was happening down in San Antonio.
Sam Houston, 他听说了在 San Antonio 发生的事情。
And he gathered a militia together.
他就把民兵们召聚在一起。
You know what their battle cry was?
你知道他们打仗的那个口号是什么吗？
Remember the Alamo.
要记住阿拉莫。
And they went into battle.
然后他们就去打。
And they captured the king.
他们就把他们的墨西哥王给抓住了。
And the king gave up Texas in order to keep his life.
为了救他自己的命，他就把德州放弃了。
What I want you to see is that battle was won at the Alamo.
但是我想让大家记住的是，那个战役的得胜其实是发生在阿拉莫。
Because those few men stood fast, it inspired the other militias to come and to finish the work.
因为这些人在阿拉莫坚强的站住，所以其他的民兵们就为此他们能够打战征战直到得胜。
May the Lord find among us those who will stand fast.
愿主能够在我们的中间找到那些坚强站住的人。
And even if we have to give up our lives and standing fast,that it will inspire our brothers and sisters to stand and fight on.
甚至当我们不惜失去生命而坚强站住的时候，就可以激励其他的弟兄姊妹能够继续。
Young people remember this. We have a battle cry.
我们年轻的人要记住这一点，我们也有一个征战的口号。
Jesus Christ is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
May that resonate in your heart.
愿这一点在你的心中回响。
Jesus Christ is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
Now when I say Jesus Christ is Lord, does that affect you tonight?
当我说到耶稣基督是主的时候，对你会不会有影响呢？
Does it cause your spirit to rise up?
会不会让你的灵得到提升呢？
And say indeed Jesus is Lord.
你会不会说确实耶稣基督是主？
So we need to stand fast.
所以我们应当刚强站住。
Well, I have been sharing on this matter of the kingdom is near.
我现在在交通道这个主题就是国度快来了。
The Lord is coming back soon.
主很快就要回来。
We are going to go through a very dark and difficult period, but for those that stand fast, there's a reward waiting.
我们将要经过一段黑暗和危险的时代，但是那些经过了这个时代的人将有一个极大的荣耀在等待着他。
It's to be able to live and reign with Christ in the kingdom age.
就是要与基督在国度里边一同作王掌权。
When Christ comes back, that's not the beginning of heaven.
当基督回来的时候，那个并不是永世的开始。
He will be here for 1,000 years on this earth, reigning over the nations.
他会在这个地上作王1000年，管理地上的列国。
And for those who can stand fast.
对那些能够站立的
我们的人 those who are faithful,
那些忠心的人
they will be able and granted to reign and rule with him in his kingdom age over the nations.
他们就可以而且能够参与主在地上掌管管理万国的这个事业。
But you need to be qualified. You need to have a life worthy to reign and rule in the kingdom.
为着要在国度里面能够作王掌权，我们需要取得那个资格，我们需要被训练。
And the Lord has prepared a way for every individual Christian to make it into this kingdom age.
主为的每一个圣徒都预备了一个道路，一个计划，让我们能够这样做。
He's put us in a race.
他把我们放在一个赛跑的里面。
Paul said we're in a race.
保罗说我们在一个赛跑里面。
And we need to run that white race in such a way that we can win the prize.
我们应当这样的赛跑好要得着那个奖赏。
The prize is not our eternal salvation. That is what is needed to be qualified to enter this race.
那个奖赏并不是得救得永生，而得救得永生不过是一个取得这个参赛的资格。
The prize will be to be with Christ, to be able to be there with him.And reign and rule with him in his government during that 1,000 years.
这个奖赏就是说我们到时候能够跟基督在一起一同作王掌权。
It'll be a marvelous age.
那将是一个何等奇妙的时代。
Even the wildness in animals will be gone. It says that the wolf and the lamb will lie down together.
甚至野兽的那个野性都会消失掉，那豺狼跟绵羊要同居。
There'll be perfect peace on this earth.
那个时候地上会充满绝对的和平。
An amazing age.
是一个非常令人惊讶的时代。
And it lies ahead for those who can stand fast.
对的，那些能够站立得稳的人，这就在前面等候着我们。
Now I've mentioned a couple of things about getting prepared and ready for the Lord's return and ready to live in the kingdom.
我提到了几件事情，让我们可以预备好等候主的再来和国度的降临。
You need to know what Christ has done for you.
我们需要知道基督为我们做成了什么。
And you need to know and have that effective in your personal life.
我们需要知道如何让基督所做成的能够成为我们生命里边的实际。
A Christian lives in both the spiritual world, the spiritual realm, and he is also lives in this temporal realm.
一个基督徒同时生活在一个属灵的一个世界里边，也同时生活在一个暂时的这个地上的世界里面。
Because you're in Christ, you actually are in the spiritual realm.
因为我们在基督里，所以我们就在那个属灵的世界里。
But you live on this earth.
但是我们也活在地上。
Now what I pointed out is everything is already complete in the eternal realm.
我指出的是，我们在属灵的世界里边，一切都已经被做成了。
You are complete.
你已经被成全了。
You are complete in the eternal realm, in the spiritual realm. You're complete in Christ.
在这个永恒的，在这个属灵的这个世界里头，你已经被完全了，你在基督里边是完全的。
So in the spiritual realm, you already are.
所以在这个属灵的世界里边，你已经是了。
When God looks at Christ, He sees you there and He sees you complete.
当神看见基督的时候，他就看见你在基督里边，你已经是一个做成的完全的人。
But in this temporal realm, where we're living, we're not yet complete.
但是在这个暂时的世界里头，我们还没有被成全。
You need to understand in the eternal realm and the spiritual, everything is always present. Everything is present with God. There's no future. There's no past. It's all present.
我们需要明白，在这个属灵的、这个永远的这个世界里边，一切都是现在时，没有过去，没有将来，都是在现在。
We have a past, a present, and a future.
然而我们有一个过去，有一个现在，也有一个未来。
Very simply said, we are becoming what we already are in Jesus Christ.
简单的说，就是我们现在正在成长，要成为我们在基督里边已经所是的那个人。
Let me repeat that.
让我再重复一遍。
You are becoming what you already are in Christ.
你现在正在成为你在基督里边已经成为的那个人。
And you come into it by faith.
你要借着信心进入到这个里面。
Once you realize what you are in Christ, you stand in that in faith.
如果你知道你在基督里面的话，你就要凭着信心站立在那个事实上面。
And Christ will work it out in your practical everyday life.
然后基督就要把这一切做成在你每天的现实生活里面。
His life will begin to be the life that you learn to live by.
他的生命就是那个你要靠着来生活的那个生命。
Now this goal of running the race is also to come into sonship.
这个赛跑的那个奖赏也是要得到神儿子的名分。
Sonship means that you are now capable of being a part of the Father's business.
神儿子的名分就是说你现在就可以得到这个能力，可以来管理父的事业。
You know Jesus Christ at his age of 12 when he went back to the temple,And his parents finally found him there and they said, well, what are you doing?
记得主耶稣12岁的时候，他的父母后来回到耶路撒冷，找到他在圣殿里边，问他说，你在这儿做什么？
He was sharing scriptures with those priests and they were amazed at his wisdom.
他在那边与那些祭司们谈论神的，谈论律法，所以他的父母感觉这个祭司们觉得非常的惊奇。
He looked at his mother and he said, you know, and father, and he said, I have to be,about my father's business.
所以主耶稣看着他的父母对他们说，岂不知我当以我父的事为念吗？
And he went back with his parents.
但是他却跟父母一同回家。
And it just says he grew in stature and in favor with the Lord, with God, and with men.
圣经说他的智慧和身量并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
Until he was 30 years old and he started the ministry.
直到他30岁他就开始出来传道。
But really, he was in the Father's business at age 12.
其实他从12岁开始就开始以他父亲的事为念。
So young ones, don't think that you have to be 30 years old to be in the Father's business.
年轻人不要以为你一定要等到30岁才可以开始来关心你父的事。
Well, we have to be willing to run that race.
我们必须要愿意来参加这个赛跑。
Be willing to have the Lord deal with us.
愿意让神来对付我们。
And make us prepared to enter the Father's business in the kingdom.
来训练我们以至于我们可以来参与父亲的事。
And we do business in his kingdom even now.
我们在他的国度里边现在就与他有份与他的事业有份。
Everything I have shared so far has mostly concerned our individual life with the Lord.
到目前为止我所分享的大多数都是关于我们个人的这个与主的关系这件事。
But you must remember, the Lord said that we are, through Peter, we are living stones built together, a house of the Lord.
但是要记得神借着彼得使徒彼得所说的话说到我们就像活石被建造成为灵宫。
So in this race, we find that we're not the only one in it.
在这个赛跑的里面我们发现我们不是一个单独在赛跑的人。
And our brothers and sisters are not only running it with us,
弟兄姊妹不仅跟我们一同在跑。
But it says we have to be together in running this race.
圣经说我们要一同一起来赛跑。
Brothers and sisters, there's four callings that I know in the Bible. There may be more, but there's four that I'm aware of.
弟兄姊妹，我知道，就我所知，大概有四个呼召在圣经里边，也许还有更多。
The first one is, come unto me, and I will give you rest.
第一个就是主说的，劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就给你安息。
That calling is for you to come to Christ, to accept Him as your Lord and Savior.
这个呼召是呼召你到基督的跟前来接受他做你的救主和主。
And the Lord goes on to say, My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come unto me and I will give you rest.
主接下来说我的轭是容易的我的担子是轻省的到我的跟前来我就使你们得享安息。
That's a call to discipleship.
这是一个让成为主门徒的呼召。
That's a call to run the race.
这是一个呼召我们去参加这个赛跑。
And then we find out that we're called to be the house of God.
然后我们就发现我们被呼召成为神的殿。
You say, are you sure about that, Jerry?
你们会问说你确定是这样吗 ,Jerry?
I am sure.
我非常的确定。
The Lord Jesus, when He asked the disciples, Who am I? Peter responded, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
当耶稣问他的门徒说你们说我是谁那么彼得就回答说你是神的基督是永生神的儿子。
The Lord responded to Peter and said, Peter,
主就回
Upon this rock, I will, no. First he said, Peter, flesh and blood hadn't revealed that to you.But my Father from heaven.
所以主就对彼得说你是有福的因为这不是属血肉的指示你的乃是我在天上的父指示的。
In other words, Peter came to the Lord Jesus realizing he was the Christ because the Father revealed it to him in his heart.
换一句话说当彼得来承认说耶稣是基督的时候是因为天父把这个意念启示在他的心里。
Your coming to Jesus Christ was not just through your knowledge.
你能够来到基督的跟前并不是因为你得到了这个知识。
It's because it was revealed to you by the Father.
而是因为父神把这个启示在你的心里。
If he hadn't touched your heart through the Holy Spirit, you would have never come to Christ.
如果他没有借着圣灵来触摸你的心 你永远不可能来信主。
Because the things of God are foolishness to this natural mind.
因为神的事对天然人的头脑来说是愚拙的。
And then he said Peter. First, he called him by his name was Cephas.
然后他就对他，他就叫他说西门。
And then he changed it to Peter.
然后就把他名字改成为彼得。
And he said Peter.Upon this rock, I will build my church.
他就说，彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
That is the house of God.
这就是神的殿。
His church.
就是神的教会。
We need to come to Jesus Christ.
我们需要来到耶稣基督的跟前。
We need to see He's our Lord and Savior.
我们需要接受他做我们的生命的主和救主。
But we also need to know.That he's about building a house of God.
我们也需要知道他是要来建造神的家，神的殿。
And we know in the end, this house will also be the bride of Christ.
我们知道到了末了，这个神的家就是基督的，就是基督的心腹。
So let's read Luke chapter 10 first.
我们首先来翻到路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10 verse 38.
路加福音第十章三十八节。
Is that me?
No.
Okay. Luke 10, 38 to 42.
路加第十章三十八节。
Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。
That village was Bethany.
这个村庄的名字叫伯大尼。
And Martha received him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word.
马大接他到自己家里，他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
I think we stop there.
我们就先停在这里。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 18 verse 20.
我们翻回到马太福音十八章二十节。
Matthew 18:20.
马太福音十八章。
Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst.
无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
彼得前书第二章第五节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
彼得前书二章五节。
You.Also are living stones and are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
你们来到主面前也就像活石被建造成为灵宫做圣洁的祭司借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Ye also are living stones built up a spiritual house.
你们也就像活石被建造成为灵宫。
Now, I began with a song tonight concerning obviously the Lord's table.
今天晚上我们开始的时候唱的这首歌很明显的是说到主的桌子。
That has very much connection to this matter of Bethany.
那件事情是跟这个伯大尼这个村这个家是有关系的。
And you will see that as we go on.
我们下面所说的你就会看见这个联系。
Bethany was where Mary, Martha, and Lazarus lived.
伯大尼就是马大、玛利亚和拉撒路生活的那个村庄。
They loved the Lord Jesus.
他们爱主耶稣。
They welcomed him into their home.
他们把主耶稣欢迎到他们家里。
They welcomed them with joy in their hearts.
他们心里边充满了喜乐。
They expressed their love to him and took care of him.
他们表达他们的爱，他们就来照顾主的生活。
It was a place where he could go and be at rest.
这个地方是主能够找到休息，找到安息的地方。
It was like a home on this earth.
对他来说，好像是在地上的一个家。
A retreat where he could go.
是一个地方他可以退隐去休息。
And be welcomed.
而且他被欢迎。
The Apostle John shows us more than any of the others the heart of our Lord Jesus.
约翰福音比任何其他福音书都向我们启示了主耶稣的那个心肠。
And at the very beginning of his gospel, the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音的最开始的地方
he said in 1:11,
他在第一章第十一节说
Christ came unto his own, but his own received him not.
基督到自己的地方来自己的人倒不接待他。
What a tragedy.
这是何等的悲剧。
To come to a place where you think you will be loved and accepted and actually be rejected.
来到一个你以为会被受欢迎的地方结果你却被人弃绝。
You know, young people, let me help you, particularly those that have gone off to college, you might understand this. What if you had been at college all year and you come home?
在座的年轻人特别是已经去上大学的年轻人你们大概能明白这一点。如果你已经去读书一年以后然后你现在想回家了。
And you're of course anxious to get back home.
当然你非常的迫切想要回到家里。
See your parents and brothers and sisters, family.
去看看你的父母你的弟兄姐妹你的家人。
Enjoy mother's cooking.
来享受一下母亲的这个做的饭。
But when you get there, the house is empty.
但是你回到家的时候发现家里边是空的。
There's no one to welcome you.
没有人在那里边欢迎你。
They're all out doing their own thing.
他们都到外面去忙自己的事情。
How sad.
这是何等的悲哀。
That would hurt you. Deeply.
你会很深的受伤害。
But what if you came home and they were there and they said, well, you're not welcome here.
如果他们都在家里边却对你说我们不欢迎你回来。
Oh, how tragic.
那是何等的一个悲剧。
This is what happened to our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这是发生在我们主耶稣基督身上的故事。
He came.
他来了
He wasn't welcomed.
但是他却不受欢迎
He was rejected.
他被弃绝
It was his own.
他来到他自己人的地方
They should have known who he was.
他自己的人应该知道他是谁
They should have been overjoyed to see him.
他们应该何等的喜乐来欢迎他
But they rejected him.
但是他们却拒绝了他
Later in Luke 9:58, the Lord declares, Foxes have holes.And birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
路加九章五十八节，主耶稣说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。”
You know, Luke 10:38, which I just read, is the first recorded time that we know that he goes to see Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
我们刚才读到的路加十章三十八节是第一次记载说主耶稣来到一个村庄来到马大和玛利亚的家他被欢迎。
Martha was there to receive him.
马大在那边接待主。
Welcome him.
他在欢迎他。
Take care of him.
他就在那边照顾主的生活。
Mary, she just loved the Lord and wanted to sit at his feet.
但是玛利亚她却是爱主她就是想坐在主的脚前。
Enjoy his presence.
她就在那边享受主的同在。
Bethany was a place where he was welcome and loved and received.
伯大尼是这样一个地方主耶稣被欢迎被接待被爱慕。
He was really appreciated there.
在那个地方他实在是被人能够欣赏。
Now we move to chapter 21, and I'm not going to read that whole chapter.
那么我们下面要翻到马太福音21章，我不会读这整章。
But these events that I'm about to share with you are recorded in all four Gospels.
但是这件事情却是记载在四本福音书里头的。
In Matthew chapter 21,
马太福音21章，
Mark 11,
或者是马可福音11章，
Luke 19,
在路加福音是十九章
，and John 12，
然后在约翰福音是十二章。
This is late in the ministry.
这是在主耶稣传道日子的末期。
Only a week or so before he would go to the cross.
大概他寻道之前的一个礼拜。
We find him back at Bethany.
我们看见主又重新回到伯大尼。
Actually, where Bethany was, there were two villages right next to each other, one called Bethany and Bethpage.
其实这个伯大尼还有另外附近还有另外一个的村庄，它的名字叫伯法奇。
And he told the disciples to go and get a donkey. You remember the story?
你记得这个故事吗？主耶稣让他的门徒到伯法奇去拿一匹驴驹子。
A donkey that had never been ridden.
就是从来没有人骑过的。
And the disciples go and the man offers the donkey to them.
所以那个门徒们就去，然后这个主人就把这个驴驹子送给他们。
This is 6 days before Passover.
这是逾越节之前六天。
And he makes what is referred to as a triumphal entry into Jerusalem.
然后主耶稣就在那边光荣地进入耶路撒冷城。
The crowds are shouting Hosanna in the highest.
那个时候众人在那边呼喊说何善那。
Laying out palm leaves.
他们就把橄榄树的枝子放在路上。
Worthy of a king.
他们就说荣耀归于要来的王。
But you need to know, this is the same crowd that later cried, crucify him, crucify him.
但是你应当知道是同样的这批人几天之后就在那边说除掉他要钉他十字架钉他十字架。
They didn't really recognize who the Lord was.
他们并没有真的知道说主耶稣到底是谁。
They saw him as one that would come in, overthrow the Roman government, and take over, and then they would be set free from oppression.
他们以为他们所欢迎的这位王要来带领他们推翻罗马的统治，他要在这边做王，所以他们就欢迎他。
They just saw him as an earthly man.
他们看他不过是地上的一个人。
They also said, hey, this man is really good. He fed 5,000 people with just a few fishes and loaves.
他们也觉得这是一个好人，因为他用五个饼两条鱼就喂饱了5,000人。
You know, we can go into his welfare program.
你知道我们都可以到他的这个福利的这个里面。享受他的福利待遇。
He will always, you know what the welfare program is? Excuse me. Anyway, really seriously, that's the way they saw the Lord. Someone who would make bread available to them, food available to them, get rid of the oppressors, and they would be free to do as they please. They had no thought of serving him as a Lord and Savior. They did not see he was the Son of God.
非常严肃地讲，然后这就是他们眼中的那个基督是什么样子，就是他要来要给他们提供各种的福利，要把他们的统治者推翻，然后要把这个国度给他们夺回来，这就是他们所期待的那个地上的那个王。
And when he comes around the curve and he looks over the city of Jerusalem, it said he stops. He sees the city and he begins to weep and cry.
这边说到说主耶稣他越过了这个山丘了以后，然后看见了耶路撒冷城，然后他就在那边为耶路撒冷流泪哀哭。
It was God's city.
这是神的城。
They were God's people.
他们是神的子民。
And they didn't even recognize
但是他们却不认识
God's son when he came.
但是神的儿子来的时候他的子民却不认识他。
And he weeps.
所以他就哀哭。
He doesn't weep for himself.
他从来没有为自己哭。
He weeps for those whose eyes were still closed.
他为那些眼睛仍然是闭着的人哀哭。
He weeps over the condition of Jerusalem, spiritual condition.
他为着耶路撒冷的那个属灵光景的黑暗哀哭。
He goes to the temple that day.
那一天他进到圣殿里面去。
To his father's house.
来到他父的家。
It was supposed to be his father's dwelling place.
这应该是他父亲居住的地方。
But when he went there, his father wasn't there.
但是他去的时候发现父亲不在里头。
The father's presence was not there.
父的同在不在那里。
It was not his place of rest either.
这个也不是他休息的安息的地方休息的地方。
He was sad.
他很悲伤。
He saw the money changers.
他看见那些兑换银钱的人。
His father's house had just become a house of merchandise.
他父亲的店成了一个做买卖的地方。
It was an empty place.
是一个空空的一个地方。
Tired and weary, he returns to Bethany.
所以他非常的疲倦，非常的疲劳，他就回到伯大尼去了。
His heart must have been broken over what he had seen.
他看见了这些事情以后，他的心里边是何等的破碎。
The next morning, he returns to Jerusalem.
第二天早晨，他又回到耶路撒冷。
And on the way, he sees a fig tree.
在路上，他看见一棵无花果树。
All he saw there was leaves. There was no fruit.
他看见的不过是叶子，找不到任何的果子。
He cursed the fig tree.
他就诅咒这棵无花果树。
And it withered.
然后无花果树就枯干了。
What is significant is we must realize the fig tree represented the nation of Israel, his people.
这个意义所在就是说，这个无花果树是代表着以色列。代表神的子民。
It should have been full of the life of God, but all that was there was an outward show of leaves.
他们本应当充满了果实，但是现在不过只有叶子，不过只有外面的样子而已。
All they had was religion. They didn't really know God.
他们所有的不过是宗教，而他们并不认识神。
And he cursed it.
所以他就咒诅他们。
He goes on back to the temple.
他就回到圣殿里。
And he cleanses the temple.
他就在这边清理圣殿。
Overturns the tables.
他就把这个兑换银钱人的桌子推翻了。
And he says, this house is my father's house. It's to be a house of prayer.
他说这是我父的殿，应当称为祷告的殿。
But you've turned it into a house of merchandise.
但是你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
It was not home for our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个不是我们主耶稣基督的家。
It was not a place that he even wanted to be there.
这也不是他甚至想去的那个地方。
So what does Bethany mean?
所以伯大尼到底的意义是什么？
It means house of figs.
伯大尼的意义就是无花果之家。
You see, when he went to that fig tree, he wanted fruit. He wanted to be pleased in being able to eat the fruit of the fig tree and refreshed.
你知道他来到那棵无花果树跟前，他是想找到果子，然后想他因为他饿了，所以想吃饱，想得到安息，想得到饱足。
And he has to curse it.
但是呢，他必须要来诅咒他。
But you see, he returns to Bethany, the house of figs.
我们发现说，他还是出城回到伯大尼，就是那个无花果之家。
So Israel, the nation, has been temporarily set aside.
所以以色列国就暂时的被神放到一边去。
But the Lord will keep his promise to the nation of Israel.
但是神，但是主仍然向着以色列人保守他的应许。
And when he comes back the next time, their hearts will grieve for what they have missed.
当他再来的时候，以色列国他们的心会因着他们所失去的这个祝福，他们会悲哀。
And they will return to the Lord.
然后他们就会重新悔改，回转到主的跟前。
And they will be the primary nation in the kingdom age, sharing the gospel, the good news.With the rest of the nations.
当国度来临的时候，他们就是那个首要的国家，在地上要在地上传扬神的福音。
They will be the lead nation.
他们就会成为那个为首的国。
The house of figs, Bethany.
无花果之家，伯大尼。
I've quoted the verse out of Matthew 18:20 where it says.Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst.
刚才我引用到马太福音18章20节这边主说，无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会， 那里就有我在他们中间。
In 1 Peter 2:5 it says, You also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house.
彼得前书二章五节他说你们也就像活石来到主面前并被建造成为灵宫。
Do you see the connection yet?
你有没有看见这两处的连接那个关系呢？
Has the Lord been able to open your eyes?
主有没有打开你里边的眼睛呢？
Do you see what we are to be to the Lord?
你有没有看见我们对主来说要成为什么呢？
Two or three gathered in my name, there I am in the midst.
有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那个地方就有我在他们中间。
This is where I want to be.
这个就是为什么我想到这里来。
This is my Bethany.
这个对我来讲就是伯大尼。
This is where I am loved and appreciated and recognized.
这个就是在这个地方我可以被接待，我可以被欢迎，我可以被欣赏。
This is where I can lay my head.
这个地方是我可以找到枕头的地方。
This is where I can be satisfied.
这是我可以得到饱足的地方。
Living stones built together for the house of God.
活石被建造在一起，成为神的殿。
Brothers and sisters, we need to see there's a great call in your life.
弟兄姊妹，我们应当意识到，在我们的生命里边有一个极大的呼召。
You're called to be the house of God.
我们被呼召成为神的殿。
And you can't do that as an individual. You have to be at least with two or three.
你没有办法单个的来成为神的殿，你必须至少有两三个人聚在一起。
He wants a Bethany.
他想要得到一个伯大尼。
A place of fellowship with his own.
就是他可以跟他自己的子民相交的地方。
You know, in 1972,
你知道在1972年
Kenny Pittman, who is the brother that shared here last year,
Kenny Pittman 弟兄就是去年来跟大家分享的那个弟兄。
We met on the job in Richmond, Virginia.
我们在 Richmond 这个地方，一个工作的地方遇见。
He was a summer student and I was already an engineer working for the city.
他在读他的夏天的学校，那个时候我已经是为 Richmond 这个市工作的一个工程师。
Kenny had just been saved.
那个时候 Kenny 刚刚得救。
You know, I had actually seen him the summer before and actually went up to him and said, hey, I heard him and I was trying to share the gospel with him. So I said, well, do you believe in the word of God? And he said, no.He said, it is just a book that men wrote.
就在那个夏天之前的那个夏天，我曾经遇见过他，我曾经问他说，你有没有信主啊？他曾经不屑一顾地说，哦，那个就是人写的一本书。
When I saw him the next summer, he was sharing the gospel with those around him.
但是第二年夏天我遇见他的时候，他就在跟别的人在传福音，传扬主耶稣。
So, I asked him, I said, do you believe in the Bible?
然后我就遇见他，我就说，你相信圣经吗？
He grabbed me and said, every word is breathed from God.
然后他就握着我的手说，他说我相信每一句话，每一个字都是神的话。
He was a hippie at the time.
他那个时候是个嬉皮士。
He had blonde hair about right here.
他的头发可以有长到这个地方。
I was 8 years older.
我比他大八岁。
That guy was 28.
那个时候我大概28岁。
He was 20.
他是20岁。
And he just loved the Lord.
他就是那样子的爱主。
Now he was, saved in an Assemblies of God church, Pentecostal type church.
他是在神召会里边遇见主得救的。
Ooh, is that me?
I don't know, sorry. 他是在神召会得救的。
Lord, tell me to speed up.
是一个灵恩的聚会。
Anyway, Kenny was in this Pentecostal church. I was a hard shell Baptist.
他是在这样的一个灵恩派的聚会里边得救的。我是一个hard shell， 我是一个
whatever that is.
南方浸信会的这种死硬派。
What that means is we were very strict.
换句话说，那个意味着我们是非常的严格的。
You know, we had all the cannot do's and what you could do all laid out.
我们有很多的规矩，你不能做这个，不能做那个，都写明了的。
And, we really knew the doctrines. We had studied the doctrines and were taught to defend our doctrine.
我们真知道我们的教义是什么，我们都知道怎么样来为我们的教义来辩护。
We had a lot of knowledge, but very little life.
我们有很多的知识，但是却很少的生命。
I met Kenny, he was full of life.
但是我遇见 Kenny, 他是充满了生命。
That really touched me.
这个真的摸到我的心。
And I'd been reading the book of Watchman Nee's A Normal Christian Life.
那个时候我在读尼托生弟兄的正常基督徒的生活。
And in that book, that's one thing that really comes out, is the need for life.
在那本书里边，让我特别吸引我注意的就是说，要有生命活出来。
So Kenny and I would get together every day at lunch, and we'd share the Lord with each other.
所以我跟 Kenny 每个礼拜每天都是吃中饭的时候聚在一起，我们就在分享主。
Now, in our church, in the Baptist church I was in, we didn't even look at the Book of Acts because it had all of those gifts and stuff in it.
在我在的这个浸信会的聚会里边，我们甚至都不读《使徒行传》，因为它里边说到了这么多的神迹奇事。
So I never will forget Kenny took me to one of his meetings one night.
所以我不会忘记有一天晚上 ，Kenny 把我带到他的聚会里边。
I think it was a group of men, four square, I don't know, something like that, four square gospel. Anyway, I walk into this man's house and.Immediately, a brother comes up and touches me and Kenny's head.
然后我想他把我带到这样的一个弟兄的家里边，然后呢，一进到他的家里边，这个弟兄一上来就把他的手按在我们两个人头上。
And he prays over us. He says, "You two young men are meant to be together and serve the Lord together for the rest of your lives."
然后他就在那边说，你们这两个年轻人，神就让你们两个永远在一直在一起，来一起服侍主。
Well, we've been at it since 1972.
所以那个时候，从1972年开始，我们就在一起。
But that was a shock to me.
但是我是非常的震惊。
The point is, I really touched life in my young brother.
所以这个点就是说，我在我年轻的弟兄身上，实在是看见了生命。
And one day, I remember I had shared with him the normal Christian life.
我记得有一天，我就跟他分享这本。正常基督徒生活的书。
And the next week he came back to me all excited.
但是下一个礼拜他见到我就非常的兴奋。
He said, Jerry, it's Christ, isn't it? It's just Christ. That's what it's all about. He's the center. He's everything.
然后他就对我说 ,Jerry, 是不是全都是基督呢？基督就是一切。
He had seen the greatness of Christ in who he was.
他就在那边看见了基督是谁，看见了基督的伟大。
That was revelation from the Father.
这就是父神所启示的。
It wasn't just something he read in a book.
这个不是说他读了一本书读出来的。
He'd been touched by the Holy Spirit.
他实在是被圣灵所触摸。
And that greatly touched my life as well.
这个也同样的触动了我的生命。
I'll try to speed up.
我就想加快速度。
Anyway, I guess we'd been meeting like that for about 6 months.
我想我们这样子的相聚大概有六个月以后。
And I got word that there was a brother, a Chinese brother, a brother who's Chinese, let me put it the correct way. A brother who is Chinese,
我就听说了有一个弟兄他是一个中国人
was coming to Richmond to speak.
他来到 Richmond 来传道。
I had no idea who he was.
我也不知道他到底是谁。
But I remember saying to Kenny, wouldn't it be great if he knew Watchman Nee?
然后我记得我对 Kenny 弟兄说，哎，如果他认识尼托生弟兄，那不是非常好吗？
How many Chinese are there?
有多少的人？有多少
？Two or three billion? I don't know.
到底地球上到底有多少的华人呢？大概有两到二十三十亿吗
？It was kind of one of those things, a chuckle type thing. Wouldn't it be great if he knew Watchman Nee? Well, it was Stephen Kong.
然后我们就说，如果他能够认识尼托生弟兄，那不是很好的事情吗？结果呢，他发现他的名字叫江所道。
Now, just prior to that, of course, I was still going to the little church, Baptist church, Kenny.Was going where he was going.
在那个之前呢，我仍然去我的那个小的浸信会，然后 Kenny 弟兄还是去他的那个神召会。
And the Lord put a question in my heart.
主就在我的心中放下了一个问题。
And it's a question I couldn't get away from.
那个问题是我没有办法摆脱掉。
I said, Lord, what is this church? What is the church?
我就问主说，主啊，到底什么是教会？
Lord, it's just an organization designed to share the gospel.
对我来讲，它好像就是一个机构来传福音。
And that night, when I heard the first message from my brother Stephen Kong, the Lord opened my eyes.
那天晚上，当我听见江子道弟兄的第一堂信息以后，主就打开了我的眼睛。
Guess what?
你猜一猜怎么样？
He shared on the book of Acts.
然后他就开始讲这个使徒行传。
First chapter.
第一章。
The birth of the church.
讲到教会的诞生。
I said to myself, the church is born?
我开始对我自己说，难道教会还要生吗？
I thought it was just organized by, you know, the pastors and the elders.
我以为教会就是牧师长老们组织起来的。
No, the church is born.
不是的，教会是生出来的。
It's a living thing.
是一个活的。
And then our brother said, it's the body of Christ.
然后我的弟兄就说，它是基督的身体。
It's an organism, not an organization.
它是一个有机体，它不是一个机构。
Oh man, 1,000 light bulbs went off inside of me. I was just floored. I said, Lord, what an answer to my question.
然后我里边好像一下子就明亮了，然后我就对主说，主啊，你真的是已经回答了我的问题。
Kenny's eyes were open that same night.
那天晚上 ,Kenny 弟兄的眼睛也被打开了。
And we began to see something of what the Lord was after.
我们就好像看见了主所要的那个东西。
It began with seeing the greatness of Christ.
它是从看见基督的伟大开始的。
Then the Lord showed us His church, His body.
然后主就向我们启示他的教会，他的身体。
And then we discovered that we were living stones that needed to be built together.In a house for the Lord.
然后我们就意识到，我们就是那个活石，需要被建造在一起，成为灵宫，为着主。
And the Lord, through T. Austin Sparks, which our brother mentioned earlier, showed us that He wanted a Bethany.
然后主就使用，史百克弟兄的书，我们第一早上弟兄提到的，然后让我们看见说。主所要得到的是一个伯大尼。
His desire was to have these living stones built together, two or three gathered in His name, a Bethany for Himself.
主的心意所要的就是两三个人聚在一起，像活石被建造成为一个伯大尼。
That's been our burden all these years.
这个就是所有这些年过去的这些年我们心中的负担。
And that's a burden I want to pass on to the younger generation.
也是这样的一个负担，我愿意把它传递给下面的这一代年轻人。
Don't be satisfied with just going to meetings.
不要仅仅因为你来到聚会里边就感到满足。
Learn how to be built in and become a real Bethany for the Lord.
我们要学习怎么样子能够被建造在一起，成为主的伯大尼。
You know, the Lord has always had a desire to dwell in the midst of His people.
主一直的心意是要住在他的百姓的中间。
Let me make sure I got the right scripture. Psalm 132.
诗篇132篇。
Psalm 132.
诗篇132篇。
Starting with verse 1.
从第一节开始。
Lord, remember David and all of his afflictions.
耶和华，求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难。
How he swore unto the Lord and vowed to the mighty God of Jacob.
他怎样向耶和华起誓，向雅各的大能者许愿。
Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor not go up to my bed.I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord, a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob.
说我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹，只等到我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
And this is the Lord's response, or God's response,To David, verse 14.
这是第十四节，是神对大卫的这个祷告的回应。
This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it.
说这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。
You know, David was the one that God said was a man after His own heart.
我们知道大卫是神自己说合他心意的那个人。
And David's heart was to build a house for God.
大卫的心愿就是为神造一个圣殿。
Two or three gathered together in His name, His rest forever.
两三个人奉他的名的聚集，就是他永远的安息之所。
It's where He desires to dwell.
就是他愿意居住的所在。
Now think about our Lord's desire to be among His people. Even in Genesis 1:8 or in Genesis 1, we see Him, what, walking with Adam and Eve in the cool of the garden. He wanted to be with them. He wanted to be in their midst.
我看见神的心意，哪怕是在创世纪一开始就能够看得见，然后神愿意在这个伊甸园里边与亚当同行。
Now let's turn to Exodus chapter 20. Well, this is a good one. I'm at the wrong one, but this is good. Exodus 25:8-9.
我们可以翻到出埃及记25章第8到9节。
Let them build me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. According to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
Now turn to Exodus 29, verses 45 and 46.
出埃及记29章45节46节。
And I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them.
我要住在以色列人中间做他们的神，他们必知道我是耶和华他们的神，是将他们从埃及地领出来，为要住在他们中间，我是耶和华他们的神。
Exodus chapter 40,
出埃及记第40章，
starting with verse 34,
第34节开始。
Then a cloud covered the tent of congregation, the tabernacle in the desert. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in their journey. But if the clouds was not taken up, they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day and the fire by night in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys.
当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。每逢云彩从帐幕收上去，以色列人就启程前往，云彩若不收上去，他们就不启程，只等到云彩收上去。日间耶和华的云彩是在帐幕以上，夜间云中有火，在以色列全家的眼前，在他们所行的路上都是这样。
The Lord's presence was with them in the midst of them.
主的同在就与他们在一起，在他们的中间。
They recognized His presence.
他们能够知道主的同在。
The cloud by day and the fire by night.
就是白天有火柱，云柱，晚上有火柱。
I find it interesting that after, in the New Testament, after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus,
我觉得非常有趣的，在新约里边，当我们的主复活以后，
and the disciples were gathered together, 10 of them were,
有十位门徒聚在一起，
and it says, the Lord appeared in their midst.
就提到说主就在他显在他们的中间。
At Pentecost,
在五旬节
50 days later,
50天以后，
The Lord had told them to gather together, and it says 120 who were standing fast in the Lord.
说到有120个信徒，他们在主里边聚在一起，他们持守在一起。
They were gathered together in prayer.
他们就在一起祷告。
And suddenly, there was this sound and wind that came.
就突然有一阵有响声，好像一阵大风吹过。
And tongues of fire.
然后就有舌头如火焰显现。
And it filled the house.
就充满了那个房屋。
The 120 became the house of God that day.
所以这120个人那一天就成为神的殿。
And the Lord filled them, came into their midst.
然后主这个时候就来到他们的中间，就充满在他们的心里。
It was the birth of the church.
这个就是教会的诞生。
It began with the Lord coming into their midst.
这个就是从主来到他们中间开始的。
And they were joined together, living stones joined together.
然后这个活石就被连在一起。
The verse I read in Matthew 18:20 defines in the simplest of terms the place where our Lord dwells, where two or three are gathered together in my name.
刚才我读到的马太福音十八章二十节，就是用最简单的字告诉我们说，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有主在他们中间。
This is very personal.
这是对我来讲是非常个人的。
It's very local.
这个也是非常的地方性的。
There is indeed the universal church in which we're all in.
这个也是代表那个普世性的教会，我们都是其中的成员。
But like I said, the Lord works out everything in the temporal realm.
我们刚才提到说，主要在这个暂时的世界里边，把所有的事情都把它成就。
In the kingdom age,
到了国度的时代
you have to look at, the church in Philadelphia.
你必须要看见腓拉铁菲的教会。
In Revelation 3:12, to the church in Philadelphia, he says, to those who overcome, you will become a pillar in my temple.
所以他在那边说，对腓拉铁菲的教会的弟兄姊妹说，得胜的，你们就要在神的殿中做柱子。
That's where he's in the midst of his people.
这个就是他在他的儿女们中间的那个地方。
In Revelation 21, 2 and 3.
启示录21章第二三节。
Maybe I should turn to that, let y'all read that. Revelation 21, 2 and 3.
启示录21章第二节第三节。
Well, let me start with verse 1.
我从第一节开始。
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
我约翰又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
我又听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间。
And he will dwell with them.
他要与人同住。
This is the end of the book.
这是圣经的结尾。
This is the place where everything is completed on earth.
这是地上一切被成就的那个时候。
Is that okay?
All right. Thank you. It's the house that God has been looking for all along. Don't you see this is the consummation of what God has been doing in His people? That heavenly city, the new Jerusalem, the temple of God, the place where He will dwell. It is a place without spot or wrinkle.
这就是神历世历代所期待着要得到的那个建筑，就是神要完全做成的那个极大城的总结，那个地方神可以完全的得到安息。
And God says, I will dwell with them.
神在那边说，我要与人同住。
They shall be my people.
他们要做我的子民。
And God himself shall be with them and be their God.
神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
The Bethany that the Lord has always desired.
那个伯大尼就是神心里边一直所愿意得到的。
Is finally completed.
这里就完全的最后实现。
And it becomes his bride.
然后他就成了他的心腹。
He's in full fellowship.
他就能够完全与神交通。
There's fullness of union.
所以那个联合是一个完全的全。
Union of heart.
是心灵的完全交通
，union of purpose，
在目的上的交通
，union together，
是完全的联合。
You know, I don't go to meetings in Richmond.
你知道，我不是只是去。Richmond 的那个聚会的地方。
That may surprise you.
这个也许让你觉得很奇怪。
Because the word of God says, "Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together."
因为主的话告诉我们说，不可停止聚会。
But I never attend a meeting.
但是我从来不去参加聚会。
Listen very carefully.
要仔细的听我说的。
And I mean this with the deepest part of my heart.
我是从我的心的深处愿意这样说。
I gather with the saints.Around the Lord Jesus Christ, who is in our midst.
我是要与在我们中间的那位主耶稣基督的子民们聚在一起。
I do not attend meetings, but I gather on Sunday morning around the Lord's table with His people and the Lord in our midst. I gather to meet my Lord Jesus Christ and have fellowship.With my brothers and sisters, that we might be a Bethany unto our Lord.
我不是仅仅去参加一个聚会，出席一个聚会，而我是来到主的桌子的跟前，在他的同在的里面，我是与他的所有的子民一同聚集，与主聚在一起，成为他的伯大尼。
I don't attend prayer meeting.
我也不去是参加一个祷告的聚会。
But I gather with the saints.Around the captain of the host.
但是我却与神的子民一同来到这个耶和华军队的元帅的跟前。
Around the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们围绕着我们的主耶稣基督。
We pray about the Father's business.
我们为着父的事情来祈求祷告。
We stand for the Father's will.
我们为着父的旨意来站立。
And he is in our midst.
他就在我们的中间。
Brothers and sisters, if the Lord can ever get your heart,
弟兄姊妹,
so that you never attend another meeting, but you gather unto the Lord Jesus with your brothers and sisters, what a tremendous transformation.
弟兄姊妹，如果主这样子的摸到你的心，得到你的心，让你以后不再去参加任何的聚会。而是要与神的子民一同在他的同在里边聚集在他的跟前，这个对我们将是一个何等巨大的转变。
I think this is really especially true on Sunday around the Lord's table.
我相信这个特别是在主日，在主的饼桌的面前、饼杯的面前聚集的时候，应当是真实的。
The Lord's in our midst tonight.
今天晚上主就在我们的中间。
But you know, tomorrow morning, the highlight of the conference,
will be the Lord's table.
你要知道，明天早上就是我们这个聚会最高的这个中心，就是最高的这个聚会，就是要聚在主的桌子跟前。
When we gather together unto the Lord, Him in our midst, He's at the head of the table.
当我们奉他的名聚集到他的跟前的时候，他就在我们的中间，他和他的桌子就在我们的中间。
His presence will be here.
他的同在就要在这里。
He will feed us with His blood and His body.
他就要用他的血和他的身体来喂我们。
In faith, we gather and we say, Thank you, Lord, for this precious blood poured out for me, for my sins.
在信心的里头，我们可以说，主，我感谢你，为着我，你所流出的宝血，你所破碎的身体。
Lord, I partake of you as my bread of life.
主啊，我愿意在这里领受你的饼杯，作为我生命的粮。
Lord, I come here this morning and I declare I cannot live without you.
主啊，今天早上我来到你的跟前，我要宣告说，我离开你没有办法生
存。I must feast upon you, Lord.
我必须要来吃你喝你。
That's his Bethany.
那个就是他的伯大尼。
You know, on Sunday mornings as we gather in Richmond and probably all around the world, we tend to come in three different conditions, spiritual conditions.
你知道在我们 Richmond 那个地方主日的早晨我们聚会的时候来到主的跟前，也许在所有的聚会都是这样，大概会有三个情形，三种情形。
Many come in faith and they sense and know the presence of the Lord.
许多的人他们是带着信心来的，他们就能够感受到主的同在。
They enjoy the Lord and would not be anywhere else.
他们能够这样享受主，他们不愿意到任何其他的地方去。
Others have a conviction that the Lord's in our midst or a mental understanding.
有一些人他们有这样的一个头脑的知识，他们心中有这样的一个相信说主在他们的中间。
They would say, yeah, yeah, the Lord's in our midst.
他们会说是的，主在我们的中间。
But that's not faith.
但是那并不是信心。
That's not laying hold of His presence and by faith.
那个并不意味着你用信心来抓住主的同在。
And they really don't sense or enjoy the presence of the Lord.
他们并没有真正在那边能够感受到主的同在，并且享受主的同在。
And the third condition is sad.
然后第三种的情形就是令人悲伤的。
You just go through the routine.
他们不过就是在那边重复一个程序而已。
You know, when we gather at His table, we come in worship. We're in communion with the one in our midst.
你知道我们来到主的桌子跟前的时候，我们就在与那在我们与我们同在的主在那边与他相交。
At the Lord's table, He's desiring our fellowship.
在主的桌子面前，他渴慕能够与我们能够相交。
Desires to be with us and commune with Him. That's why He says, "Remember me."
他非常的渴慕，愿意在那边与我们相交。这是为什么？他说，你们要如此行来纪念我。
And brothers and sisters, as we worship Him in our midst, we become His Bethany.
主耶稣，当我们这样子来聚集的时候，他就在我们的中间，我们就成为他的伯大尼。
You know, it's His table.
你知道是他的桌子。
It's really for Him and for His joy.
是为着他的享受，是为着他的。
Yes, we benefit.
当然我们是得到益处。
But really, it's for His pleasure.
但是确确实实是为着他的快乐。
The Lord is so desires for us to enjoy His love and the love of the Father.
主是这样的渴慕，让我们能够享受到他的爱和父的爱。
You know, when we meet on Sunday, and we begin to sense the presence of the Lord, and the Lord is with us, and we're worshiping the Lord, the Lord does something.
你知道，当主日我们聚在他的跟前，我们感受到他的同在，我们在享受他的时候，你知道主 他要做一些事情。
He presents us to his father.
他就把我们带到他父的跟前。
Sometimes we don't get there, but really the Lord does desire us not only to remember him and meet with him, but also your father, heavenly father as well.
但是主他会不但是要享受我们与他的相交，他也愿意说把我们带到他的父的跟前。
After all, it was the heavenly father that gave up his only begotten son.
因为是父神把他的独生的爱子赐给了我们。
It was out of his love for you and me that he gave up his son.
是因着他的爱，他把他的独生爱子为我们舍了。
Let's turn to the 22nd Psalm.
让我们来翻到诗篇22篇。
Now I'm not going to read the entire psalm, but this is the psalm of David. And in David's tribulation, it ends up being a prophecy of our Lord's suffering on the cross.
我不会读整首的诗，但这首诗是大卫受苦的诗，结果就成了基督在十字架上受苦的一个预言。
So that there's no doubt about that, read verse 16.
没有任何的怀疑的，你看16节。
For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they have pierced my hands and feet.
犬类围着我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，我的脚。
That didn't happen to David, that happened to the Lord Jesus.
其实大卫并没有受这样的苦，而是基督耶稣受着这样的苦。
They part my garments and cast lots upon my vesture.
他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣研究。
That didn't happen to David.
这个也没有发生在大卫身上。
It happened to our Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary's cross.
这是在加略山我们主钉十字架的地方所发生的事。
So we see the passion of our Lord on the cross.
所以我们就看见我们的主在十字架上为我们受苦。
Now go to verse 22.
然后看到22节。
I will declare thy name unto my brethren.In the midst of the congregation, I will praise thee.
我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要赞美你。
It's the Lord's heart to present us to the Father.
是我们主的心愿，要把我们带到父的跟前。
To bring attention to us at the table of his Father as well.
他要在饼桌的面前，要提醒我们纪念父的名。
That we might share and sense His love for us.
所以我们就能够感受到，而且也能够来分享父的爱。
The Lord's table is something that we do not enter into lightly.
主的桌子不是一个我们愿意随随便便来的进入的一个聚会。
As I've shared, really, it should be a Bethany for our Lord.
就像我所分享的，实在是应该成为主的伯大尼。
And just like Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, we need to be prepared.
就好像马大、玛利亚还有拉撒路一样，我们也当预备好。
Sometimes we come and we just hope that the Holy Spirit will touch us in some way and we'll be revived and enter in.
有些时候我们就盼望说，不，也许圣灵不知道为什么就可以触摸一下我们，我们就可以得到这个经历。
But we should really be prepared.
但是我们实在是应该有预备。
First of all,
首先
there should be no clouds between you and the Lord.
在我们和主之间不应该有任何的乌云。
Clouds, how can you sense the presence of the Lord if there's a distance between you and Him?
如果在你和主之间有距离的话，你怎么可能感受到主的同在？
If there's a cloud in your life from sin or disobedience or just controversy in your life, then you won't be able to enjoy His presence.
如果在你的身上有乌云、有罪。或者有一些你跟主之间的过节，那你怎么可能能够感受到主呢？
The Lord wants you to be able to come without any clouds and be able to offer up your few loaves and fishes as the little boy did in feeding the 5,000.
当主来的时候，在我们和他之间不应该有这些东西拦阻，然后我们就可以像那个小孩子一样，把五饼二鱼献给他。
He wants you to enjoy His presence, but with that cloud there, it's when you come, what is on your heart? Is it the Lord or is it the cloud?
你要是带着这个乌云来到主的饼杯面前的话，你所看见的是什么呢？是主呢，还是你自己那片遮盖你眼睛的乌云
？Let me say it another way.
让我换一种方式来说。
If you come to the Lord's table with a cloud in your life, you're going to be dealing with the cloud instead of enjoying the table.
如果你带着这个乌云来到饼桌的面前，你没有办法跟神相交，而你就要一直在那边对付你自己的这片乌云。
And the more clouds in our midst,
在我们的中间有更多的云的话，
the more difficult to sense the presence of the Lord.
那么能够感受到主的同在这件事情就会变得更加的困难。
So before we come to that table, we really should get these things settled with the Lord first.
所以在我们来到主的饼杯面前之前，我们应该把所有这些事情都对付干净。
Then you will come and be able to have clear fellowship with the Lord.
然后你来的时候就可以跟主之间有清楚的相交。
The second thing.
第二件事情。
We should come with washed feet.
我们应该洗过脚来到这个圣地。
Let's turn to John 13.
我们翻到约翰福音13章。
John chapter 13.
约翰福音13章。
Let me get to it. John chapter 13, verse 4.
约翰福音十三章第四节。
And the Lord raised up from supper, laid aside his garments, and took a towel. And he girded himself. And after he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel, he was girded. Then came Simon Peter and said, Lord, you going to wash my feet? And Jesus answered and said to him,What I do, you don't know, but thou shalt know hereafter. And Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet, Lord Jesus. And Jesus said to him, Listen very carefully. If I wash thee not, you have no part with me. And Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not only my feet, but my hands and my head. And Jesus said, Wait, he that is washed needeth not say, needeth not to be washed except for his feet, but is as clean every whit. Ye are clean, but not all.
就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。挨到西门彼得，彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”西门彼得说：“主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。”耶稣说：“凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。”
So after the Passover supper and institution of the Lord's table, the Lord takes a towel.And he begins to wash the disciples' feet.
所以在逾越节之前，在他设立饼桌之前，他就拿离席，拿一条手巾束腰，然后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚。
And Peter said, Lord, no, you shouldn't do that.
然后彼得说，主啊，你不可洗我的脚。
You know, that's a lowly position.
这是一个很低微的一个工作。
The Lord responds, If I wash thee not, you have no part with me.
然后主说，如果我不洗你，你就与我无份了。
Peter says, Hey, Lord, if that's true, then wash everything.
然后彼得就说，如果这是真的的话，那就不但脚，你要头也手和头也要洗。
And the Lord said, No, Peter.
主说不是的。
You are clean.
你是干净的。
Brothers and sisters, you are clean because the blood of Jesus Christ has been shed on your behalf.
弟兄姊妹，你是干净的，因为主耶稣的宝血已经为你流出了。
So here the Lord is not dealing with sin.
所以这个地方主并不是在对付罪。
The issue is not sin.
这个问题在这里不是罪的问题。
He said, Peter, you're clean.
他说彼得啊，你是干净的。
He said, but you do need your feet washed.
但是你确实需要把脚一洗。
Why?
为什么？
What is the purpose?
这个目的是什么？
Because, particularly in their days with sandals, their feet got very dusty just walking through the world.
因为在那个时候他们穿着鞋子走路的时候他们的脚是有很多的尘埃的。
They weren't, so therefore, you know, they weren't really fully clean, their feet were dusty. And it was defiling.
所以那个时候他们全身并不是完全干净，因为脚是有很多的脏，所以是被污秽的。
So the Lord's not dealing with sin in your life, but just the defilement that comes from your everyday life, working, walking, living in this world.
所以主在这边对付的不是罪，而是你每天日常生活里边，因为你在这个世上的行走，所以你被污染，被污秽的。
In other words, as you're living in this world, you get dusty. In other words, you lose that spiritual edge, right?
换一句话说，就是因为你活在这个世界里边，在这个世界里边行走，你好像就失去了那个属灵的那个能力。
Think about it. When you work all day at work, brothers and sisters, when you come home, don't you feel like that spiritual edge in your life has been dulled a little bit?
你有没有感觉到每次你下班回到家里边来的时候，好像你的那个属灵的能力就不是那么强，就好像失去了一样。
Just listen to the news on TV, your spirit will be dulled.
甚至当你就是在那边听那个电视里的新闻的时候，好像你的灵就会下沉。
You don't have that spiritual edge.
你好像就失去了那个属灵上的那个敏锐。
It's not that you've done anything wrong, but there's a defilement there. It takes off that spiritual edge in your life.
并不是好像你做错了什么，而是因为你就是在那边接触了很多世上的东西，好像就把你属灵的那个敏锐和能力给减弱了。
Yeah, mothers, once you get all those children, dressed in the morning and fed and get them off to school, are you just spiritually alive and refreshed?
作为母亲的，如果早上你忙忙碌碌把孩子都喂好了，然后打发他们去上学以后，你是不是感觉灵里边非常的新鲜强壮呢？
These things make our feet a little dusty.
这些的事情会让我们觉得好像沾染了尘埃。
They're not wrong.
他们好像不是错的。
Just takes a spiritual edge off.
但是就是好像让我们属灵上头变得不是那么强壮。
What the Lord is saying,When we gather, when you gather around me, not only do you need to be clean by the blood, but I need to wash your feet. I need you to be spiritually refreshed from having to walk through this defiling world.
主好像在这里对我们说，你来到主的饼杯面前的时候，不仅你的罪已经被洗净了，而且我也要让你重新在灵里边有这样的一种新鲜，有这样的一种能力和敏锐。
You know, when we come and, our feet haven't been washed, we come to, the table and our feet haven't been washed, it's kind of like having eyeglasses on that are full of smudges.
然后就好，你要是没有洗脚来到这个饼桌面前的时候，就好像你戴着眼镜，但是你的眼镜上头全都是一些这种，各种脏的东西。
You can still see, but it's not clear.
你仍然可以看，但是你却看不清楚。
Here's that defilement on your glasses.
好像在你的眼镜上头有很多的污秽。
So what do we do?
那我们做什么呢？
Before you come, not only should there be no clouds.
来到主的饼杯面前之前，不仅你要把那个乌云给除去。
But you need time before the Lord, just a little time, to get that spiritual refreshment in the Lord.
你也需要花一点点的时间。然后来到主的跟前 来重新得到那个属灵的新鲜的光景。
Allow him to wash your feet.
就好像是在洗脚。
spiritually refresh you.
然后在属灵上头得到一个更新。
And so when you come to the meeting, you have something in your heart from the Lord.
所以当你来到聚会的时候，你里边就有对主充满了，向着主就开始有要奉献的东西。
Your communion and fellowship will be clear.
所以你跟主的这个交通，这个交契就可以变得非常的干净。
Then, go to verse 14 in chapter 13.
然后看第14节。
If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
You know, as we gather on Sunday morning, we don't always come with washed feet.
你知道我们来到主日饼杯的面前的时候，我们并不是经常洗脚的。
But some of our brothers and sisters have.
但是有些弟兄姊妹他们洗了脚。
And they will offer up a song. Is that me?
It must be me. I'm sorry.
I'll try to be quieter. They'll offer up a song.
然后我们就会唱一首诗歌。
Or a verse. Or a prayer. And it washes your feet.
或者弟兄姊妹会点一首诗歌，或者是献一首一段经文，或者是一段祷告，那就可以洗了我们的脚。你有没有经历过这样子呢？
Tell me, have you not experienced that?
我们有没有这样的经历呢？
You come to a meeting and all of a sudden a brother has a song or a sister or a prayer and all of a sudden you're lifted. It's lifted, the weight, everything, the cloud is gone and you're back before the Lord. Your feet have been washed.
你有没有这样的经历？当你来到聚会的里面，弟兄姊妹点一首诗歌或者一个祷告，让你突然的灵得到了复兴，好像就把你带到主的跟前。
Your brother
那就是洗脚。
Your brother and sister has washed your feet.
你的弟兄姊妹洗了你的脚。
But think about it this way.
我们要这样子来看。
The Lord has washed your feet through your brother and sister.
或者这样来说，就是主借着弟兄姊妹来洗了你的脚。
How precious.
这是何等的宝贵。
How precious is the Lord's table? How precious is His presence in our midst?
主的饼杯是何等的宝贵，他的同在是何等的宝贵。
We need to come with no clouds and with washed feet.
我们应当没有带着乌云，也带着洗干净的脚来到主的饼杯面前。
We want to be a Bethany for the Lord Jesus.
我们盼望能够成为主的伯大尼。
And I won't dwell on this long, but I just mention that we have a responsibility as we meet as well. Because we're living stones built together, we're also the priesthood of God. And we operate as a unit, not just as individuals.
我也要提到说，当我们被活像活石一样被建造成为灵宫的时候，我们还有一个责任，就是我们做要做圣洁的祭司，不是单个的，而是连成一体的。
You may have a, if you've ever been in an orchestra, which I never have, but if you've been in one, you have your own instrument and you know how to play it well.
如果你们在一个交响乐队里边拉过琴的话，那你们就会知道说那是怎么一回事。
But when you come together as a unit, as an orchestra, then all of the sounds come out. And it's beautiful because they're all well put together. However you do it in music.
那就是在音乐里头，当这个交响乐队被放在一起的时候，当这个琴被拉出来的时候，他们就可以合奏，就有美妙的音乐会发出来。
So remember, as we come to that time, we also have a responsibility to play our instrument.
所以要记住，当我们这样聚集的时候，我们每一个人都有这样的一个责任，要来尽我们自己的那一份。
To be able to share with the saints.
要跟圣徒们能够一同分享
what the Lord has given.
那么主所赐给我们的
It's a great thing. It's a marvelous meeting.
这就成为一个非常奇妙美妙的聚会
Brothers and sisters, our desire is to be a Bethany for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们的愿望就是能够成为主的伯大尼
Let's close.
那我们结束
Lord, I remember in the book of Ephesians, It says that you love the church and you gave your life for her.
主，我们记得你在以弗所书中说，你爱你的教会，为教会舍己。
Lord, I am amazed that you desire to live in the midst of your people.
主啊，你愿意居住在你子民的中间，这是何等令人惊异的事情。
You know our condition, yet you still desire to be in our midst.
你知道我们的光景，然而你仍然愿意与我们同住。
Oh Lord, how I pray that you will so fill our hearts with love for you that when you come this tomorrow morning and you meet with us at your table, that all you'll be able to sense is the love of the saints.
主啊，愿你用你的爱来充满我们的心，好让明天当我们聚集在你饼杯面前的时候，你所能感受到的就是众圣徒从心中向你所发出的爱慕。
Tomorrow morning we want to be your Bethany, Lord.
明天早上，主啊，我们愿意成为你的伯大尼。
Now, Lord, I know that many are tired.
主，我知道许多的人非常的疲劳。
But Lord, refresh them tonight.
主啊，今天晚上愿你使他们能够更新。
I pray in the Lord's name, Amen.
我靠着主的名祷告，阿门。